Race is right at the front of the current debate over the police use of deadly force, to state the obvious. But it's just as obvious there are a lot of other factors at play when police kill civilians. And one killing, where race was never considered a factor, has led to real reform in the state of Wisconsin. The story begins 10 years ago. 21-year-old Michael Bell Jr. was pulled over by police for drunk driving and running a stop sign. He was parked right in front of his mom's house in Kenosha, Wisconsin, an hour south of Milwaukee. Dash cam footage from inside the squad car shows Bell exit the vehicle, where he's confronted by an officer who grabs his arm. The two walk off camera, where police try to arrest him. A struggle ensues, and while his mom and sister watch from the house, Bell was shot, point blank, in the head. Bell's father, Michael Sr., says he'll never forget that phone call.
It was my oldest daughter, and she called me up and said, "Dad, you got to come to the hospital. Michael's been shot." And then she tells me it was by a police officer, and I figured it might have been shot in the leg or shot in the arm or something like that. But I came to find out that an officer placed a gun directly to my son's temple and took his life.
Gina Barton is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's law enforcement investigative reporter. She covered the story back in 2004.
What led to the shooting was that one of the officers shouted, "He's got my gun," or "He's going for my gun." And another officer thought that Mike Bell was trying to disarm his partner.
And everyone there heard the officer, all the witnesses heard him say that he's got my gun.
He's got my gun. The other officers heard it. Mike's mother and sister heard it. And in fact, Mike's mother and sister started screaming, "He does not have your gun. No, he doesn't have your gun." But apparently they either didn't hear that or disregarded it.
The Kenosha Police Department's Detective Division and Internal Affairs Division immediately conducted an investigation. Barton says it didn't take long.
Within 48 hours, the Kenosha Police Internal Affairs had determined that the shooting was justified and that the use of force was proper and that none of the officers had done anything wrong. And it wasn't until later that we realized just how little of an investigation had been done, basically just accepted the officers' version of events. So they were cleared really, really quickly.
As a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Air Force, Bell says he's been part of mishap investigations. He says he was expecting a long, drawn-out investigation into his own son's death, not a decision made by the same police department in just a couple of days.
I was just, like, completely appalled. Like, I know that the police hadn't even talked to the witnesses, and I know that the crime lab report's not back yet. And so to clear themselves in 48 hours, I was completely flabbergasted. Is this the normal process? I've never experienced this before, and you have to understand that your family's in shock. You don't expect to lose a loved one like that. You're trying to make funeral arrangements, and the grieving process is just so hard. And so I cautioned patience to the family, and that's what I did.
But after lab reports finally came back, Bell's DNA and fingerprints were not found on the officer's gun.
When did you get to the point when you decided to launch your own investigation?
In 2010, I finally made a decision that we're never going to get to the truth of the matter unless we bring in our own personal investigators. And so we hired an investigative consultant who teamed up with a retired Kenosha police detective.
And one of the experts hired by Mike Bell Sr. came up with a theory that the gun had probably gotten caught on the rearview mirror of the car that they were struggling nearby, and that mirror, in fact, was broken after the incident. The officer probably thought he had grabbed the gun, because why would an officer say that if it hadn't happened or if he didn't think it had happened? But as far as I can tell, it was a miscommunication and a misunderstanding that led to his death.
In a statement from 2010, Police Chief John Morrissey from the Kenosha Police Department said, in part, "The investigation showed that the actions of the officers were reasonable, appropriate, and well within Kenosha Police Department policy, procedure, and training. I am fully confident that the officers' actions complied with the Kenosha Police Department's use of force guidelines."
In your time reporting there, have you come across any other cases involving police shootings that this compares to?
Here in Wisconsin, we've had many, many officer-involved shootings and custody deaths. And one of the huge problems that a lot of people in the community have with these situations is that the officer's own department will investigate the use of force. So if you know this officer, if you've worked with him before, can you really be objective in terms of evaluating that shooting? And is it really proper for the police to be policing themselves?
Michael Bell's surviving family members ended up filing a civil suit for wrongful death. 6 years later, they received a $1.75 million settlement. There was no admission of wrongdoing, and the police maintained that Michael Bell caused his own death. But Bell's family used the settlement money to fund a grassroots campaign.
We've taken out ads in New York Times. We've taken out ads in USA Today. We've created TV commercials. We've created radio ads.
The campaigning went on for years, but reporter Gina Barton says the message really gained momentum after another police incident in 2011, where a 22-year-old man died in the backseat of a police car. A medical examiner later ruled the death a homicide. Bell bought every available billboard in Milwaukee. The sign said, "When police kill, should they judge themselves?"
After we created enough ruckus, the unions ended up sitting down with us and talking with us and said, you know, if you want to take these billboards down, we will work with you in crafting some legislation as you seek. And because I had formulated in my mind what really needed to occur here to make this process better.
And tell us about this law that was passed in Wisconsin. What does it do?
Wisconsin was the first state in the nation to mandate on a legislative level that if an officer is involved with a loss of life, that outside investigators must come in and collect the data and investigate that shooting.
This past April, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker passed the bill into law.
We accomplished this with the police. When the bill was signed by the governor, five police unions were there with us because I am not against law enforcement, even though a law officer killed my son. And I do recognize that a number of police officers risk their life to protect people. In fact, police officers need to be part of the solution.
That's Michael Bell. His son was killed by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in November of 2004.